Welcome back, Tribe. I have an interesting one today, actually. It's on the Passport Bros Reddit thread, and there seems to be a bit of a division because, well, the title of it says Opinion: Western Men Ruin Relationships for Themselves and Other Men Wherever They Go. So this guy's noticing some of the things I notice, like supreme simping. I think he lives in Thailand. Yeah. So let's just get into the story and you can see what I mean. I briefly touched up on this a little bit, saying that there was a ton more pay for play than you would ever imagine with the Passport Bros, but it's not really Passport Bros. They're sexpats. There's like delineation within the community. And well, let's just get into it. He says, I'm a long-term expat in Thailand from a non-Western country and a lurker here. One thing that always surprised me in my circle here among the newer Passport Bros coming through from America and Western Europe is that their way of pursuing romantic relationships is akin to hunting a bird with a nuclear warhead. Where I'm from, relationships are pretty balanced. Guys and girls tend to put in similar amounts of effort, with the balance skewing towards men putting more effort externally, parentheses, to represent, to make decisions for, protect, and to slightly a larger extent, fund the relationship. Then he says, while girls tend to nourish it from within and provide somewhat more love and care to their men. Thailand is a strongly patriarchal country. Generally, the local relationships dynamic have been defined by guys competing down to deliver the bare minimum of providing they need to do to keep an attractive girl who could take care of them and their home 100%. Not in their wildest dreams, they would expect a guy to go far beyond that, as their entire family support systems will ensure the girls do their expected parts as partners. The earlier waves, he says, of foreigners were very well received, as men from other Asian countries and the occasional Europeans and odd American boomer were better at providing. Instead of going out once or twice a month, guys would take her out and pay for a restaurant meal weekly. These men would also treat women far better, and statistically, most Thai relationships involve physical abuse and male infidelity. Girls would still show love and care, cook, clean and iron, but they'd appreciate having more capable and stable men to support, as their dreams of having a safe, healthy, educated kids in the future could surely be met. Both sides were giving and getting things that made them very happy. This is the current default still in most places in Southeast Asia. Enter the recently arriving Western men, largely from the US, Canada, / Western Europe, who go nuclear and all out for an average girl who doesn't even know how to process it. This is unprecedented and not something I used to see with the prior generations. You've got guys taking all their savings with them to pay for random girls, everything, flying them out on vacations, all expenses paid, and coming back home to still help around the house. Their respect for themselves and expectations of their partners are at a rock bottom, and I have not witnessed before. You've got guys tiptoeing around their own girlfriends and putting them on massive, unprecedented pedestals. Look, what he's describing are like passport goofies. I'm telling you guys, dude, I didn't say any of this shit to shit on actual guys that were going overseas, but the quality of men that were going overseas were so low, and it was such a vast amount of them. Like over 50% for sure were just low value dudes that were looking for a shortcut into having better arrangements with women, which meant paying for everything, simping, using their savings, would work at a job that they hate for like 3 to 6 months and then save enough to go chill for 2 weeks, 3 weeks and go hang out with their girlfriends that they keep in touch with online. The body language, even in where we went when I was with my girl, where we were eating, where I was getting my passion mango smoothie all the time, just staring out. You see all the Western men, horrible looking shape. They don't take care of themselves. And they're constantly like all over their girl, and their girls are just like, you know, flicking the phone up, just like showing him attention like once in a while. And the guy is just absolutely stuck on her, dude. It was gross to see. No offense to boys going out there trying to get, you know, their Peter wet. You're paying for it, doing whatever. Do you? I'm just calling it like I see it. The amount of simping was absolutely out of control. And this guy finally made a thread about this and they get into a big discussion about it. But it says, in my experience, or aiming to meet all these, all needs imaginable, including those they are absolutely not responsible for, without even expecting and subsequently getting the same in return. It's like supreme level simps, dude. You can't take the simp out of some of these guys. They'll go overseas and now they have access to like a, say, a decent Western salary. When you go overseas, they just, all they do is turn into walking wallets. They will literally simp for every single chick. They've watched Fresh and Fit. They've watched this channel. They've watched all the other Red Pill channels, Manosphere, you know, CGA, whoever it is that you guys are all watching, all these similar channels. And they forget every single fucking thing that was said on there about women's nature. And the moment they step up in Thailand and a clammy opens up that they most likely paid for, they will fucking part with their money and not give a shit. They'll come back home broke. It's insane, dude. It's insane. I'm starting to learn that, hey, all you could do is really give a man information. He'll use it if he wants to or not. You can't save everybody, bro. Some people literally do not want to be saved, do not care. Different priorities. So whatever, I'm out of that. I'm out of that game. I'm just telling it like it is. Either you like it or you don't. And this guy's telling it the same way. In my experience, this does massive harm to Western men as they end up giving way more and getting way less out of those relationships than even your average Thai man who maybe gets his girl street noodles on a Friday evening. Western men have almost no expectations out of their female partners, who in the absence of even knowing how to process all this, just naturally take what's given. Exactly. All women take. Further to that, it begins to create ripple effects on a larger scale. I'm spending a couple months in Chiang Mai, a city with the highest ratio of Western foreigners to local Thais. Relationships here have changed dramatically since I first arrived around 10 years ago and relative to the rest of Thailand. Suddenly, most girls who speak English, who dated foreigners before, are willing to give significantly less and have expectations much higher than the girls in the rest of Thailand. So these are the simps who are ruining it for you. I told you guys, and they will label themselves passport bros. These guys are just literally going overseas to part with their wallets. Simps ruin it for you. Do not have any pity on these guys or mercy. Simps are literally what destroyed dating in the West. And simps are now destroying dating overseas too. For every, like you're running, the clock is running out. In these popular places like Thailand, you are against the clock. Simps are destroying everything they touch, they destroy when it comes to women and dating. Absolutely. You're going to see that sooner or later, Thailand's just going to have the same westernized female mindset. Well, they'll demand an arm and a leg and will give you nothing. Why? Because you could be replaced by another simp. The simps land out those airplanes like fucking cockroaches, bro. It's the only place in Thailand where I've witnessed girls actively scrutinize men and shaking their nose at relationship offers from men that wouldn't have issues getting almost anyone nearly anywhere else in the country. My close friends here are a Thai plus British couple where the guy brings in the vast majority of income and still is expected to help along with cooking, cleaning, ironing his own shirts for work, and trying to gently cater to his girl while she's yelling at him. That's a Western relationship. That's trash. You went overseas, bro, to get yourself a Thai chick that won't even fucking iron your clothes for work. Congratulations, you played yourself, along with all the other simps who accept this behavior, which would be normally pretty unheard of in terms of relationship expectations in Thailand. This observation actually led me to the creation of this post. I see complaints about Western women on this forum, people blaming social media. I'm not a Western man or a woman, so I have no horse in the game. But if what is now happening in foreigner dense cities in Thailand is of any indication, I can't help but wonder whether what went wrong in Western cities was actually fueled by the behavior of these men here, who all seem to pour their hearts out without even holding their women to the same standard, spoiling their own relationships and dating pools for those around them. Unbelievable. The thing with behaviors and expectations is that they are very quick to change depending on what you see in your environment. If your partner does everything for you, including things you wouldn't have imagined in your wildest dreams just years ago, it becomes a new default/baseline. It's now an expectation because you know you can get it, so you start expecting it. If you know others don't expect much, you know you don't have to give back much. This, in turn, ensures that girls are deprived of opportunities to put effort, which builds commitment and the source of fulfillment in relationships, and ensures nobody gets lasting happiness out of romantic relationships. Unbelievable. While non-Western men maintain their standards, self-respect, and expectations, aka don't simp, I think men in Western countries have lost them all. Okay, in the process, breaking their own dating pool and spoiling the quality of their own relationships. Women just adjusted to the new world and social media. Being at the bleeding edge of a cultural trend is always asking for more. The root of the problem is doing men, is the doing of men who pour their hearts out with record low expectations out of their partners. This is one thing that those countries y'all travel to have never done, that you get to enjoy and glorify here without ever reflecting that the same behaviors that broke social fabrics of relationships where you came from are the behaviors you bring to spread over with you here. I told you, man, a lot of these goofies, I don't know what the name for these guys are, sexpats, whatever you want to call them. The passport bro shit went mainstream. You had two branches separate out. You had the dudes that were really trying to retire overseas and were showing you the life, and they were like married and had houses and kids and shit. They really planted roots and they made the power of the financial dollar work for them. And then you had the dudes that were just traveling straight up, like pumping and dumping, you know, temporary arrivals, having fun, and then going back to the States to work and shit. And now you have these dudes that, you know, like now that the word has spread, you have another class of guys that are strictly just pay for play, girlfriend experience, mega simping with nothing in return. I mean, the guy's explaining to you the couple that he knew. I saw this with my own eyes, dude. It was no different than any Western relationship, except the woman would give you a little attention here and there because the dollar is worth so much more there. So you're still with a woman that doesn't care about you and is using you for your wallet. How is that a win? I don't understand. And then edit, some actionable advice is that you shouldn't actively give more than you get. If that's what you feel you need in your hometown, forget about it, because things are generally fair elsewhere. In most places, men are absolutely expected to have their expectations and set rules of engagements towards romantic relationships, and women generally respect that. They want you to benefit from the relationship so you stay happily in it, as they benefit from that same relationship at least as much as you do. They also pursue relationships at least as much as men do. Going nuclear is not absolutely unnecessary, but it also will establish a lower quality relationship for you. Then the comments, dude, saying, I totally agree. American simps are a plague on the planet. They tie their entire self-worth to what money they make. It's fucking sad to see someone think so low of themselves. And you hear it on Passport Bros all the time. I could change your life. The money they make here locally, these people are poor. You know, I can change her life and do everything for her. I'm a big baller when I step into town. You're leading with your wallet. Literally, like Red Pill 101, you're a fucking simp, bro. You have nothing to offer but your money. They ruined dating in their own homeland by doing all the shit that massively inflated every woman's ego. And now they're going abroad and doing it elsewhere. Sad. It says, well, Americans are one thing until you learn to notice the Chinese simps. They go way harder on simping due to the gender imbalance in their home country. They have deeper pockets and will spend much more to impress a bar girl or whatever. Sheesh. Says, I assume these passport bros are also going all out with their foreigner women because they want their investment to pay off and bring back a hot woman and say, I told you so. To everyone whose eyes rolled into oblivion when they came up with the oldest trick in the book, sex tourism. What they don't realize is that even if things don't go as described here, which is very interesting and insightful, showering someone with gifts and doing everything for them in order to gain love back is a bad foundation for a relationship regardless. They're love bombing to the max, and that's manipulation. Sheesh. I agree. I have no idea what the fuck is going on here in the USA. Guys will literally white knight a 5'10 obese woman online like she's a 10'10. And this guy say, you're generous with that five. Oftentimes it's quite lower. Sheesh. Hoflation. Non-monogamy means the hottest guys get the lion's share and the lower 80% have to fight for scraps. So even ugly women get a lot of attention. And says, I think this is a really thought out post, though I will say I travel because I have standards. There's going to be a divide among Western men who are traveling because they cannot get any woman here, and ones who are traveling because we can get Western women and just don't find them up to our standard. Not fat is even pretty high hurdle these days. That's extremely true. So the guys that I've seen doing well here in Eastern Europe and in Thailand, where it looked like they were leading the relationship, was always guys that, you know, had no problem getting laid back home. All the dudes that I've seen here in Bucharest that are doing well, I've met guys from all over the place, all sorts of countries outside of Eastern Europe, Americans of every type, Englishmen, some Australians, whether white or black, or, you know, one dude was Hispanic, but mostly white or black. And you see them coming over here. And the guy that I saw that was doing really well, he had a different woman on his arm. Like, I swear, it was like every other day. Every time I was walking outside to go to gym, would just say hi to him. He's a black dude. And he was very well built, looked like a fucking NFL linebacker. Absolute specimen. Dude took care of himself, was making a ton of money, bro, a ton of money. And he was living here for at least a year already, and he was doing great because he planted some roots. If you're passing through, and he had some dime pieces, because he was actually seriously dating, which was his intention. Most of the guys that planted roots here were talking about like actually living, starting families. That brings you into a realm of a different kind of woman that you're able to attract, especially when they see that you live here. But if you're doing the passing through shit, these guys are most likely like max simping or straight paying for it, paying to feel loved with the girlfriend experience. I saw that shit in Thailand, dude. It absolutely blew me away. I saw so many mixed couples, like white Westerners, black Westerners, any Westerner in general from any like ethnicity with their Thai women. And a vast majority, it didn't matter, were just simps, dude. It was shocking to see the amount of simping, the body language between the couples. And then every once in a while, you had a Westerner that's like really well put together and you could tell he would have slayed back home. It didn't matter ethnicity or anything. All heights too. Some guys were shorter than others. Other dudes were built like a fucking brick house, tall as shit too. And crushing it, dude. And they had hot chicks on their arms. And the chicks were literally like hanging off of them. Every word they were saying, absolutely like enthralled. Versus the whole she's on her phone bored stuff. It's nutty to see, dude. Really. You have to go for yourself. Does I find this particularly interesting? I went the other direction compared to most of you, being from Asia and marrying a Norwegian. I felt like this was much more difficult to find a woman in Asia, Taiwan and Japan, that fit both mine and my family's standards than in the West. I've been telling people ever since this passport bro movement was being talked about on YouTube and social media. It really ruined the vibe of the countries overseas. Dominican Republic and Colombia went downhill and they're doing it the same to Thailand, while also causing the price of living to go up. It's mostly those sex tourists, though. They're a bunch of simps and they claim to be passport bros because no one accepts them and they want to give the passport bro movement a bad reputation. They are making it so every woman wants a man to automatically spend over 100 American dollars or Europe for an overseas date when you can eat good in a restaurant for less than that. Honestly, the last best time to travel was in the early 2010s. The simps who visit these places, and especially the simps on social media, are ruining the dating market overseas. Yes, you can still be successful, but it's going to be more difficult to find a serious woman because a lot of these women are going to start to have unrealistic standards while the cost of living is going up. This is why places like China are going through right now. The reason why women will shockingly ask you to take them shopping or gift them a designer bag or fancy cell phone on the first date is because there are, believe it or not, quite a few men who indulge women. They just meet like this. Why? Because they can afford to do so. I personally know men or simps who will gift or loan to women cash simply because they ask. And these guys honestly believe this is the way to go. All right. There it is, boys. There it is. This guy says it's mostly like sex tourists, though. Like Thailand wasn't already known for prostitution. It was also known for some foreigners being simps getting played by hoes. I mentioned this many times whenever there was a topic that, for example, it was getting harder with women in Thailand. Western guys here on this forum were saying, instead of blaming women for their bad behavior, blame the guy for not working out enough at the gym and should have more muscles. When people complained that Thai women were becoming mannered, guys competed in saying that for them, they were not mannered and that they had hundreds of women who paid for themselves, did whatever they wanted. So again, typical for Western guys, measuring dicks instead of coolly judging spoiled girls from Thailand. I have seen such behavior many times, and of course, everyone claimed that they were in Southeast Asia, not because of problems with their women, but because they loved Asian women. Everyone claimed that in their country. Example, the USA. He was a great seducer, had hundreds of women in bed. You see, that's the problem with Western guys. They don't see the long picture. They don't see the problems that their advice will cause, like go to the gym, bro. They did the same thing 20 years ago with American women. It's gotten to the point where even the gym doesn't help them in the US anymore. And they have to go to Southeast Asia. Unfortunately, very short-sighted thinking. It's simp culture due to strong feminization of the West. Western guys are all well-trained and inadvertently have been exporting simp culture and female entitlement attitude throughout the world. There it is, dude. There it is. So this is the Passport Bro forums on Reddit. There's 54,000 members. And they always talk about random stuff like this. Some of the posts get cringy, but once in a while you get something really cool like this. Appreciate the guy that emailed me this. But this will give you guys, some like perspective into actually what's happening when you go overseas. That's why I'm saying, I'm telling guys to temper your expectations. And that's why I said you're probably 10, 15, 20 years too late to really reap the strong benefits you used to. You got to go to other countries. Like if you're doing the whole Thailand, Colombia, whatever other places, Dominican Republic, you're going to the prostitution capitals of the world. You're going to go get low quality shit. You need to go to countries that there are not a lot of people going to, the ones that are not really talked about much. You know, go check out Kazakhstan or some shit like that. I hear some Central Asian countries are absolutely incredible, very traditional, and hasn't been ruined by the exportation of simps just yet. You know, so it's like you got to look where people aren't looking. If you really want to have that benefit, if you really want to have a traditional lifestyle, if you really want to, you know, to be the leader of a household and you want a woman that respects you and wants you to be the head and wants to have your kids and appreciates you and all that other shit, you know, that's basically gone in the West. The entitlement, the attitude, the adversarial nature that they have, the disdain for men. Yeah, it's now growing in these other countries. So just saying, be careful, guys. And then the Thai government, I read an article saying that they're trying to tax your overseas pension for the old dudes that are retired or any overseas income you have now. But before that wasn't an issue, you just bought that long ass visa and you could stay there. But now they want a piece of the money that's coming in. You see? So it's no longer as sweet as it was, or it won't be very soon. But they're starting to tax guys that want to live there now. There you go. Thoughts, boys, opinions on this one. It's going to be super interesting to read. And as usual, links in the description below to the second channel. If you haven't subscribed to it, check out those videos. They're pretty amazing. Just released an hour plus long discussion video that we had in the private community. It'll be a very interesting, very real conversations about what men are going through. And join us for some of them if that interests you. As usual, see you on the next one.